Good. Everyone's doing well. Everyone's healthy. So, yeah, it was an exciting moment, and I'm glad everyone's doing well afterwards.
So you make the start and then quickly pivot into dad mode. Dad of two now. Anything changed in terms of your preparation as you're battling two now instead of one?
I'll have to get back to you on that. I mean, it's been... we literally had her on Wednesday, and I left Thursday to meet the team in Miami. So, yeah, it's been a lot going on all at once, but it's been fun.
All right, so let's pivot to on the mound now. It's obviously been a pretty successful stretch for you over the last couple of weeks. Since you have gotten healthy, has there been anything that you've noticed that is different this year compared to years in the past?
Yeah, I think a lot of it just starts with where I feel, you know, feeling healthy, feeling pain-free, and being able to feel like I can get the most out of my body is the biggest thing, and I think it leads to everything else. I think it leads to mechanics cleaning up and being able to make adjustments quicker and be more consistent with my delivery, and I think that all adds to a good process to try and have success.
Carlos talked last night about the changeup. Is that something that you have been really focusing on this year?
I think so. I think towards the end of 22 is when it really started to feel good for me. And I think last year it was big for me, especially when I didn't have my best slider. It was able to get me out of some trouble with ground balls and some swing and miss. And so, I think it's definitely been a pitch that I've been able to lean on and throw consistently and with confidence in any count.
I don't think people necessarily realize just when a pitcher is pitching in pain, how difficult it can be. How are you able to, figure out ways to work past the pain? Did it compromise mechanics at all when you are trying to pitch pain-free when you are dealing with stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously when you're feeling stuff, you know, you're going to compensate in one area or another. And I think it did. Pain is obviously a limiting factor, and so yeah, I mean, being able to pitch without pain now is a big difference, and so I think just being able to, I was almost blind to it because I felt like, okay, this is how I feel, this is, we do the treatment, we'll do whatever we need to take care of my hips, and then when we did get an image and saw what was going on, it was kind of shocking to me, and then it was interesting to see how well it felt and how different it felt after surgery with the new range of motion and without the pain.
Subway Series part two, you've been part of quite a number of them over the years. As a player, how do you look at these games, not being from the New York area but now having a chance to experience them over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the people in the New York area have a unique perspective of growing up here and being a part of that year in and year out. But I think just as a baseball fan, you know, this is something that comes up on the calendar every year, whether you get to watch it or not. But especially when both teams are playing well, and it's an exciting time. You know, I think it's one of the closest, in some of the games that I've been in, so one of the closest experiences you can get to the playoffs without being in the playoffs. So it's fun to see the buzz around the city and how excited people get for it. And at the end of the day, we're still playing baseball. We're still doing the same thing. It's just we got to go out there and take care of our business.
Thanks, David.
Awesome. Thank you.